Thanks to a generous donor, we've purchased a building for the new studios and offices of Issues Etc., Lutheran Public Radio, and The Word of the Lord Endures Forever.
The donor will match up to $200,000 for the purchase and renovation. The entire cost is approximately $350,000.
You can view an architect's rendering and make a special tax-deductible gift at issuesetc.org.
Or call 618-223-8385.
Thanks for your consideration. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon, August the 14th. You vote for Soundbite of the Week by sending us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Tell us who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. The reason why is very important. You can also send us that vote via Twitter at IssuesETC or leave it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. The listener with the best vote for soundbite of the week will get the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem Pewter Dove and Shell baptismal keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, Issues Etc., pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. It goes to the listener with the best vote for soundbite of the week live this Friday, August the 14th. Talk back at issuesetc.org. At issuesetc is our Twitter address and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Molly Hemingway of Fox News answering the question, is Kamala Harris a pragmatic moderate?
Mostly what's interesting about the media claiming that someone with an objectively liberal voting record and track record is a pragmatic moderate is that it just tells us that the media are not to be trusted in covering this race. That is just simply not true. And she has made quite a point of having a history as someone on the left. She is not just supportive of abortion. She actually moves to imprison pro-lifers and journalists who have exposed Planned Parenthood's wrongdoing. She was actually a ringleader of the anti-Kavanaugh circus, where Democrats didn't just oppose Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court, they actually tried to destroy his life, and she was front and center in that. She has far-left positions on guns. She thinks that many guns should be banned and that people shouldn't have their Second Amendment rights. She is a supporter of a major increase in the administrative state to address what she believes are climate change problems. She's for tax hikes. She's for Medicare for all. I mean, they're really on any issue. There's no way you could call her either pragmatic or moderate. So the fact that the New York Times said that, or that they devoted their entire front page today to this hagiographic promotion of her, when, you know, the last time someone picked a VP nominee, it was relegated to the bottom right-hand corner of the front page, barely mentioned with a very negative headline when Trump picked Pence. It just tells us that the media are fully on board with the Democratic presidential campaign, and they will do whatever it takes to get Joe Biden and Kamala Harris elected.
That's soundbite number one. Molly Hemingway, is Kamala Harris a pragmatic moderate, as the New York Times has claimed? If you'd like to vote for that one, send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Will Whedon. He's answering the question, as we were talking about the word blessed in the New Testament, who is blessed according to Jesus?
This is the person who knows that they have nothing with which to deal with God. They come before God as nothing but a beggar. Isn't that one of your favorite Luther statements? We are beggars. It is true. And this is the poor in spirit. They know they have absolutely nothing of their own that they can barter or use as some sort of leverage with God. They can only come to be given to. And Jesus says, and what they will be given is the kingdom of heaven. Those who mourn, St. John Chrysostom says on this one that it means specifically those who mourn for their sins, but it, you know, it's not excluding people who mourn for the loss of their loved ones, but especially those who know that they've made a disaster of their life, who look at their lives and go, God, have mercy on me, the sinner. What a mess I've made of this, how I brought hurt to so many of these people whom God has given me to love and treasure. Blessed are the meek. Meek. People hear that, and what do they think of? Casper Milk Toast? I mean, the Bible tells you Moses is the meekest man on the face of the earth. A meek person is a person who simply trusts that God's got their back and they don't have to avenge themselves. They leave it to God because they know that God is the one who is in charge, not them. The meek person is the opposite of the person who is self-asserting.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Will Wheaton. Who is blessed according to Jesus? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943 to vote for that one. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Joel Bierman. Is the separation of church and state a Lutheran idea?
This gets to a kind of a much larger problem, which is just manifest in the way we look at voting, and that's the entire relationship or interrelationship between our spiritual lives and our lives lived out in the world. And for too many people, and I would say even many Lutheran people, they have followed the teaching that has been instilled in them from their upbringing in the American classrooms, that there is a separation between church and state, or a wall of separation, and that the two should not ever interact. And my contention is that if you actually read Luther and study Lutheran teaching on this, it's not as bifurcated as we've gotten used to seeing it. They are to be kept distinct. The work of the temporal realm and the work of the spiritual realm are different, but they're not unrelated, and they're not to be kept divorced from each other. So in other words, as a Christian, I look at my responsibilities lived out in the world in the context of what God tells me about them and what God teaches me about them, and I recognize my tasks are done as God's child for the sake of the world and knowing who I am in Christ. So they are informing each other. The problem you have with making too great of a distinction between them to the point that they become divorced is that people sometimes think that their temporal lives can be directed by other forces or by other considerations, and that the role of God or the role of the church is minimal there because that's not spiritual stuff. My contention is everything is spiritual, and God cares very much about the temporal realm as much as he does the spiritual realm.
That is soundbite number three, Dr. Joel Bierman. Is the separation of church and state a Lutheran idea? Vote for that by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Get ready to vote, because we're going to play soundbite number four, and then we'll take a break and start taking your votes. Soundbite number four comes from Dr. Craig Evans. Here he is talking about facts and truth in biblical scholarship.
I was giving a lecture, this is 20 years ago in Toronto, and I was arguing against a very bad interpretation of one of Jesus' parables. It's about the wicked vineyard tenants, and the reason this parable is so important is Jesus is talking about himself as the son of the vineyard owner who was killed. And there are postmodern interpreters who say, oh, no, no, it has nothing to do with that, it's something else. So I marshaled the actual evidence, how this parable would have been understood, would have been told. Here are the facts. And during Q&A, one of the guys, and he said to me, Professor Evans, you're too preoccupied with facts. You need to use your imagination. And I thought, oh, my goodness. And I said, oh, I'm really sorry, but my imagination isn't evidence. My imagination does not constitute facts. And you wonder, well, what is motivating them to keep coming up with these bad arguments? And this is why. It's this philosophy. I have a different story in mind. I have a new politics. I want to retell and revisit and revise history. And that's what we're seeing right now playing out in streets of American cities and violence. We don't care what the facts are. We have a new theory, a new narrative that we're going to advance. Facts are irrelevant. They don't matter. We're in a dangerous stage in Western civilization, how our academic elites are annoyed by the concept of facts or truth. And that's when you have to ask yourself, is there really any truth left, not just at Harvard, but our elite universities? There are people on their faculty who say there is no truth, and if there is, we can never find it. And that suggests we're drifting into a post-Christian world.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Craig Evans, Facts and Truth in Biblical Scholarship. If you'd like to vote for that one, just give us a call live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE. You can also send your vote to us via email right here in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter at issuesetc, or on our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for soundbite of the week next.
Do you know any military veterans in your church or community? Do you have a passion to support and reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Then Operation Barnabas is for you. Called by Christ's love, Operation Barnabas engages, empowers, and equips LCMS faith communities to provide hope, healing, and support to military-connected persons living in their community. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces.
Here's a new way for you to win the LPR Bundle Package. Submit a time cue with the show number for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. If your selection wins Soundbite of the Week, we'll send you an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. tote bag, notepad, pen, and bumper sticker. Just send your submission for Soundbite of the Week with a time cue and show number to talkback@issuesetc.org, and you could win the LPR Bundle Package. Talkback@issuesetc.org.
Expert guests. Expansive topics. Extolling Christ. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we'll continue our study of St. Matthew with Beatitudes Part 2, Salt and Light, Jesus Fulfills the Law, Jesus Explains the Fifth Commandment, and Jesus Explains the Sixth Commandment. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute, verse-by-verse, Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio app.
There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
I know what's wrong, and I'm gonna give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, August the 14th. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or going to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway as Kamala Harris, a pragmatic moderate? Soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon, who is blessed according to Jesus? Soundbite number three, Dr. Joel Bierman, is the separation of church and state a Lutheran idea? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Craig Evans, Facts and Truth in Biblical Scholarship. You can win the LPR Bundle Package by being the listener with the best vote for soundbite of the week. Jamie in Waupun, Wisconsin says, tempted as I am to cast my ballot for Molly Hemingway's articulate, well-corroborated reminder of how mainstream so-called news media's in the bag for Democrats' leftism, I'm voting for Dr. Craig Evans' critique of faulty biblical scholarship as it can be applied to problems of the other three nominees discuss. The fancifulness of our imaginations can lead us to pitfalls in politics, hermeneutics, and much else. Jamie, thank you very much for that vote. Mike says, Pastor Will Whedon, because he gave the most succinct biblical description of the meek I have ever heard. Thanks, Mike. Barbara says, today, which would be the 50th birthday of our son, Robert, who died very unexpectedly a year and a half ago, I am uplifted by Pastor Whedon's words on blessed are those who mourn. Mourning the loss of a child never ends. Whenever I think of the earthly life that is no more, my heart aches with a never-ending sadness. Mary watched her son die on the cross. We watched our son leave this earth. Thank you, Pastor Whedon. Barbara, thank you very much. Brian listens in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. Brian says, I'm disappointed when I listened to the sound bites and I didn't pick up on them when I listened to that episode, but when you put them up there, I hear how relevant or comforting they are. I love them all. I vote for number three because I have seen the separating of Christian identity from the way we often vote, even though one party is no longer hiding their views of abortion. May God's will be done. Michael listens in Minnesota. He says, my vote goes to Dr. Evans. If there is no truth, the New York Times can label Ms. Harris a moderate. The Beatitudes can mean anything. And the idea of a distinct but not separate realm of church and state cannot remain viable. Western civilization is preoccupied with fantasy over facts and has come to believe their homespun virtual reality will triumph over God's actual reality. This is the battleground of the Christian faith and life. Michael, thanks for listening in Minnesota. Sam listens in Crabtree, North Carolina. Hi, Pastor Wilkin and Jeff. My vote this week is for soundbite number three. Just as some Lutherans have taken Luther's comments on the theology of the cross and absolutized it, I have seen the same thing done with the idea of two kingdoms. I've seen two-kingdom theology used to leave the kingdom of the left hand completely to reason with no consideration of how the Bible applies it. In this perspective, it almost is as if Jesus is king of the left-hand kingdom in name only, much like the British monarch is the UK king. As usual, Dr. Bierman nails it. The reason I should win this week is that my I Have Issues t-shirt is faded and my bumper sticker is as well. Thanks for a great show and thanks for your vote there in North Carolina, Sam. Peter listens in Everett, Washington. Great sound bites this week. As always, I really want to give it to Molly Hemingway. She's so right on about the media and their transparent bias, but I'm a huge fan of both her and Mark. Sidebar, they should have their own show, The Hemingways or Mark and Molly. I'd watch and listen to that. And Dr. Craig Evans' soundbite is just disturbing, but points right to the heart of the problem we're facing in society, feelings over facts. But I have to give it to Joel Bierman. As Lutherans, we need to have a proper understanding of church and state, the distinction between them, and the importance of bringing our faith into all aspects of our lives. Placing an arbitrary and made-up wall between our faith and how we view society and how we vote is not a biblical view. We are not trying to make America a Christian theocracy, but neither should it be a soulless anti-Christian social justice democracy. Similar to what Luther said, we don't want to fall off the horse on one side to avoid falling off the horse on the other. Love the show, says Peter in Washington. Peter, thank you very much. Mary says, I don't know if the soundbite selections this week were intentionally related or just by coincidence. It is just coincidence, Mary. But I noticed that Molly's, Dr. Bierman's, and Dr. Evans' soundbites all had a common theme of different aspects of the denial of truth in our culture today. Pastor Whedon's soundbite is the one who is blessed gave the only answer. We are blessed who trust in Christ. Amen. Thank you for that vote. Dave listens and he's voting. He says, from the tone of his voice to the content of his insight, Will Whedon provides comfort and encouragement. I haven't been able to listen for a while. Oh, how I have missed him. I'm voting for Pastor Whedon. Dave, thanks. Jen listens in Nairobi, Kenya. Jen says, I'm going to vote for soundbite number three. Dr. Bierman's soundbite kind of ties all the other three together. Molly's is evidence of what Dr. Evans talks about in a post-Christian world, although I think I would argue we're not sliding into it, but we're already there. And Pastor Whedon, even in talking about those who are blessed, talks about those who mourn, especially our sins. It is our sinful nature that has gotten us to this point in history. Dr. Bierman's comments about remembering that the left and the right-hand kingdoms are not kept apart from one another ties it all together. We can't separate church from state. We should only be keeping the state from controlling the church and vice versa. And with so many of us denying our own sins and not mourning, as Pastor Whedon pointed out, we doom ourselves to a world that is post-Christian, where things like the New York Times' obvious bias will continue to be the norm. Note, I was going to vote for Molly or Pastor Whedon reflexively because I always like what both of them have to say, But I listened to all four, and I'm thankful that I did. Thank you, Team Issues Etc., for making the soundbites a challenging choice. Becky says, soundbite number one is my vote, Molly Hemingway. She so clearly articulates the far-left agenda and Kamala Harris, despite the media spin. As she said, Kamala being a moderate liberal on any issue is untrue and proves that we cannot trust the news we are being fed. And then finally, there's Jill. She says, I'm voting for soundbite number three. I totally agree with Dr. Bierman. There needs to be a relationship between church and state. When we vote, we're hoping that the one elected can forget their spirituality and how it guides the other aspects of their lives. Do we want that person to disregard their belief in God and how it impacts their decisions and actions? No. We pray that God will continue to guide them and that they will have courage to allow God to guide them, even if it means going against the mainstream ideas. I'm listening in Crestpard, South Dakota. Thanks for the great programming. I love listening to Issues, Etc. Jill, thanks for listening and thanks for your vote. Well, according to your votes this week, the winner is soundbite number three. Dr. Joel Bierman, is the separation of church and state a Lutheran idea?
This gets to a kind of a much larger problem, which is just manifest in the way we look at voting, and that's the entire relationship or interrelationship between our spiritual lives and our lives lived out in the world. And for too many people, and I would say even many Lutheran people, they have followed the teaching that has been instilled in them from their upbringing in the American classrooms, that there is a separation between church and state, or a wall of separation, and that the two should not ever interact. And my contention is that if you actually read Luther and study Lutheran teaching on this, it's not as bifurcated as we've gotten used to seeing it. They are to be kept distinct. The work of the temporal realm and the work of the spiritual realm are different, but they're not unrelated, and they're not to be kept divorced from each other. So in other words, as a Christian, I look at my responsibilities lived out in the world in the context of what God tells me about them and what God teaches me about them, and I recognize my tasks are done as God's child for the sake of the world and knowing who I am in Christ. So they are informing each other. The problem you have with making too great of a distinction between them to the point that they become divorced is that people sometimes think that their temporal lives can be directed by other forces or by other considerations, and that the role of God or the role of the church is minimal there because that's not spiritual stuff. My contention is everything is spiritual, and God cares very much about the temporal realm as much as he does the spiritual realm.
That's the winner this week, according to your vote. Soundbite number three, Dr. Joel Bierman, is the separation of church and state a Lutheran idea? Thanks to everybody who voted. Barbara and Sam, get the LPR bundle package. Send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll get a biography of 17th century Lutheran theologian Johann Gerhardt from Dr. Glenn Pflug. We'll have Dr. Kevin Golden lead us in a teaching on the Old Testament judge Samuel. And we'll continue our series, The Words of Scripture, with Pastor Will Whedon. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Bahama Mama, Ocean Pacific, Paradise Island. Retreat from the heat with a shaved ice snow cone from Tropical Snow in Caseyville, Illinois. It's right across the street from Collinsville High School. Tropical Snow is open weekdays from 1 to 9 and weekends from noon to 9. Premium snow. Epic flavors, lots of love. Tropical Snow, across the street from Collinsville High School at 2134 South Morrison Avenue in Caseyville.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.